steaming up out of Buxton, and he ran over the top. His car completely breaks down, and he ran out of control down the incline that runs about 7 miles, really into Manchester, and collided with the rear of another goods train halfway down, was killed. Pushed his fireman off, saved him, got the George Cross posthumously. Now this was a story that had immediate appeal to me, and I went up to meet his widow. This was a year after this, and to get permission from her to tackle the thing. And I was then going to do it as a Packer sort of radio play, or radio musical in this sense, radio opera. And his neighbor came in, who lived in the same terrace, this house next door on this terrace in Stockport. And I was talking with him about the railways and about this sort of tradition of railway life. And finally, this bloke started talking to me about railway engines and, you know, these drivers, these old-style drivers, when they talk about engines, you'd think they were talking about women. And he finally said that the railways, the phrase he used was that the railways is a tradition, it's part of your life. The railways go through the back of your spine like Blackpool goes through rock. Now this was, for me, an